Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kim from Chelmsford.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Kim?
Sure. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
What are we getting at Dunk's this morning?
I'm probably going to get a Berry Burst Dunkin' energy drink.
Okay. Are we doing anything pumpkin yet?
No, I've lost my pumpkin taste. I don't know. They do it too much.
You're pumpkined out. Okay.
I get it.
Yep.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. She is now over in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, Kim. Question number one. The Rolling Stones are working on new music. Who is the frontman for the Rolling Stones, even having a Maroon 5 song named after him?
Mick Jagger.
Sabrina Carpenter will make her Grand Ole Opry debut on October 7th. It's part of the Opry's 100th anniversary celebrations. Which city is the Grand Ole Opry located in?
Memphis.
Question number 3. Taylor Swift is releasing a film in theaters from October 3rd to the 5th to celebrate her new album. It's called Official Release Party of a Showgirl. How did Taylor Swift announce her new album?
Oh, she was on Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce's show, and she announced at midnight.
Yeah, we'll give you that. Question number 4. Amy Poehler says it's BS that comedy always gets ignored at the Oscars because, quote, comedy is not easy. Poehler starred in this 2007 figure skating comedy as a part of the Van Waldenbergs, the main antagonist to Will Ferrell and John Heder. Name the movie.
Oh, my God.
Hader? Can't remember how he pronounced his name.
And it's been a while since he's been around.
Yeah.
I know it. I don't know the name.
Hader?
John Hader. The more you say it, the more confused I'm getting.
I know.
I felt like I knew it before you said it 17 times, and now I don't.
Question number 5. According to a report, Disney's market value has dropped $3.87 billion since it suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live. Who is Jimmy's security guard turned sidekick on the show?
Oh, I don't know.
Hader. Heater. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Heater. It's Bill Hader.
Yeah, John Heater.
Heater.
Kennedy. Kennedy?
Kennedy? Dane?
Words have lost all meaning. Welcome back.
Larson. Kennedy. Kim got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones working on new music. Who is the frontman for the Rolling Stones, even having a Maroon 5 song named after him?
Mick Jagger.
They are going to play till they're in the dirt, and I respect them for it.
Yager, I think is how that's pronounced. 1-1. Question number two. Sabrina,
soft J.
Sabrina Carpenter will make her Grand Old Opry debut on October 7th. It's part of the Opry's 100th anniversary celebration. Which city is the Grand Old Opry located in?
Nashville.
2-1. Nashville, not Memphis. Question number three. Taylor Swift is releasing a film in theaters October 3rd to the 5th to celebrate her new album. How did Taylor announce her new album?
On the internet?
On her, could you be less specific?
On her Instagram?
She went on her boyfriend's podcast.
Oh, right.
The New Heights podcast. 2-1. Question number four. Amy Poehler says it's BS that comedy always gets ignored at the Oscars because comedy is not easy.
Agreed. Facts.
Poehler starred in this 2007 figure skating comedy as a part of the Van Waldenbergs, the man and antagonist to Will Ferrell and John Heder.
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 Name the movie, please.
Blades of Glory.
Heder, right? John Heder? Heder?
I have no idea.
Heder?
I don't know.
Somebody text Napoleon Dynamite and ask him how to pronounce his name.
I know, right? It's been a minute since he's been in the news. 3-2. Question number five. According to a report, Disney's market value has dropped $3.87 billion since it suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live. Who is Jimmy's security guard turned sidekick on the show?
I don't know.
Oh, Guillermo.
Guillermo.
I thought it was... Is that his cousin? I thought they were family.
No, there is a cousin Sal also on the show. Okay. But no, his sidekick is Guillermo. Yeah,
gotcha.
Heider.
Heider.
It's Heider.
It's definitely not Heider. Where did that come from?
That's the first time I've ever heard John
it's
Heider.
It's John Heder.
It's John Heder.
It's got to be John Heder. Napoleon Dynamite is not John Heider.
I'm literally looking at his website. At his Wikipedia page. And that's what it says.
That's wrong.
Do you know he speaks fluent Japanese? I still don't know how to pronounce his name, but I know he speaks
Shut
Japanese.
Shut up and eat your ham.
Napoleon, give me some of your talk.
It's literally right here phonetically.
Yeah, that's wrong.
It's not.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy. Kim, I'm sorry you don't get the cast. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kim from Chelmsford, and I can't beat Kennedy again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveaway event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Beth from Manchester by the Sea.
Hi, Beth.
Good morning, everyone.
Beth is an elementary school teacher. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Are you solo in the car this morning?
I am, yes.
All right, let's do it, Beth. Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win that money. She is now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. On Maroon 5's upcoming tour, you can submit a photo of a loved one and see it on the big screen when they perform Memories. Who's the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Adam Levine.
Whoops. I don't know why I hit the ding there.
Why wouldn't you?
Ooh, does that mean I got it right?
I normally don't hit the ding until Kennedy comes back. Just got lost. It's a Monday.
No, I don't think anybody cares if you ding or not. It's fine.
Question number two. Matthew McConaughey.
I'm okay with dinging.
Matthew McConaughey revealed a marriage tip. Ditch the king-size bed and opt for a queen instead so you're closer to your spouse. What is the next size down from a queen-size bed?
A full-size bed?
Well, you won't know because we're not going to ding or buzz.
31 years ago today, in 1994, Friends debuted on NBC. It ran for 10 seasons. It's still one of the most watched shows in the country. Three decades later, finish the lyric to the Friends theme song. Take a listen.
I'll be there for you.
You're there for me too.
Oh, she hit that.
We actually
Tom?
Well, we sang that at my spring concert last year, so thank you to my third graders.
Tom Felton, 38 today. He played Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter movies. Draco Malfoy was part of Slytherin's. Slytherin's founder had a rare ability to speak to snakes the same way Harry Potter could. What is that language called?
Parcel tongue? Ooh, parcel mouth. I think it's parcel tongue, and the one who can speak it is a parcel mouth.
Question number five. This marks the 28th season of The Voice. It airs tonight at 8 on NBC and Peacock. Can you name the four coaches for this season?
Oh, let's see. Is it Snoop Dogg, Reba? Is Adam Levine still on there? Snoop Dogg, Reba, Adam Levine, Gwen Stefani. They've all been coaches at some point. I know that.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! So you're an elementary school music teacher. Are we still doing hot cross buns in the classroom? On the recorder?
That's the first song you learn. Yeah, that's what the first song you learn on recorder. Though this year, fifth grade's going to be learning Rachel Platten's fight song on ukulele. That's what we're doing today.
Oh, my God. That's
a little bit cooler than recorder.
I want to hear it. That's so cool.
Why did recorder become the staple?
It's easy.
It's cheap.
Yeah, there's three buttons,
honestly,
three holes.
It's the cheapest. You can get like a giant box of recorders for not that much money.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Beth got 4 out of 5.
Nice. Well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
On Maroon 5's upcoming tour, you can submit a photo of a loved one and see it on the big screen when they perform. Their song Memories, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Adam Levine.
1-1. Question number 2. Matthew McConaughey revealed a marriage tip. Ditch the king-size bed and opt for a queen instead so you're closer to your spouse. What is the next size down from a queen-size bed, Kennedy?
A full size.
Tied at 2. 31 years ago today in 1994, Friends debuted on NBC, finished the lyric to the Friends theme song.
I'll be there for you.
Because you're there for me, too.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Tom Felton, 38 today. He played Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter movies. Draco Malfoy was part of Slytherin. Slytherin's founder had a rare ability to speak to snakes the same way Harry Potter could. What is that language called?
Parcel tongue.
4-4. Question number 5. This marks the 28th season of The Voice. It airs tonight at 8 on NBC and Peacock. Name the four coaches for this season.
Okay, so this season is the Reba season. So it's Reba. Oh, crap. Who else? Reba, 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 and Reba?
Yes. Reba is all four coaches.
I would watch that show.
Reba, John Legend. Okay.
Reba McEntire. Snoop Dogg.
Right.
Michael Bublé.
Right.
And Niall Horan.
There we go.
Horan.
Amazing.
4-4 is the final score. We end up in a tie. With the tie, Kennedy gets the win. But you're not walking away empty-handed. You did just win yourself $250 from the Voice All-Star coaches, as we just said. Snoop Dogg and Reba and Michael Bublé and Niall Horan. Reclaim their red chairs for all new season of The Voice. You can watch The Voice premiere tonight at 8 on NBC 10 Boston. What were you going to say?
I was going to say I won the gift card for the people whose names I didn't even know.
Yeah. $250. That's a lot of recorders.
Now you know them.
Yep. Now you'll forever remember those names. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Beth from Manchester by the Sea, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Driveway in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Melissa from Brockton.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa was out at the bus stop with Jacob. Did he get off to school okay?
He did, yes.
Okay, good. What grade is he in?
He is in fifth grade.
And he still lets mom walk him to the bus stop?
Well, the bus stop's a little far away, so I have to drive him.
Okay, okay. Good deal. What is that?
I mean, he does what she tells him to do, I imagine.
Yeah, I don't know. You get to fifth grade, you stop doing that, Kennedy.
You have to drive him to the bus stop?
Hold on, a lot of questions.
Oh, the bus stop's like a half mile away, so you can't see it from the house, and he's got to cross a few streets.
I get it.
I mean, at that point, just drive him to school.
Mind your business.
You're already in the car.
Drop off his craziness. You avoid that at all costs.
All right, will you get Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, good luck, and would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck to you as well.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. You win that $100. She's now leaving our studio, headed to that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. She won't hear the questions or your answers. And again, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Question number one. It was 22 years ago today in 2003. Two and a Half Men premiered on CBS. It ran for 12 seasons. But the lead actor, Charlie Sheen, was only on the show for 8 seasons. Who did they replace him with? Which actor?
Ashton Kutcher.
Harry Styles achieved a personal best in the Berlin Marathon, finishing in 2 hours and 59 minutes. Harry has had 2 songs reach number 1 as a solo artist. Can you name one of them?
Watermelon Sugar.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Transportation, the state with the best roads is Indiana. The state with the worst roads, Rhode Island. What is Rhode Island's official state nickname?
I do not know.
Question number 4. Millie Bobby Brown and her husband marked their first wedding anniversary with loving Instagram tributes. Millie's husband is the son of a famous celebrity. Who is he?
John Bon Jovi.
And question number 5. During his Radio City Music Hall show on Saturday, Hugh Jackman brought Pink and her daughter, Willow, on stage to sing a couple of songs. What is Pink's real first name?
Alicia.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Good pull.
Yeah, that was very, very good.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy.
All right, Carson.
Melissa from Brockton got 4 out of 5.
Wow.
That is correct.
Well done, friend.
These are very tough.
Thank you.
You ready to quit?
No.
Oh. Just had to check. You never know. Today might be the
Melissa
day.
Melissa would never want to win that way.
Oh. No.
I mean, $100, $100.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yep.
22 years ago today in 2003, Two and a Half Men premiered on CBS. It ran for 12 seasons. The lead actor, Charlie Sheen, was only on the show for 8 seasons. Who did they replace him with?
Ashton Kutcher.
Have you guys seen his new documentary on Netflix yet? It is cuckoo.
I've heard it's
no, I lived
good.
It, I feel like. I feel like we lived through it. I don't know if I'm going to see it again.
A.K.A. Charlie Sheen, is that what it's called? 1-1, question number 2. Harry Styles achieved a personal best in the Berlin Marathon, finishing in 2 hours and 59 minutes. Wow. Harry has had 2 songs reach number 1 as a solo artist. Can you name one?
Watermelon Sugar?
Also, As It Was. Tied at 2. According to the U.S. Bureau of Transportation, the state with the best roads is Indiana. The state with the worst roads, Rhode Island. What is Rhode Island's official state nickname?
The Granite State?
That would be New Hampshire.
Dang it.
The Ocean State.
Ocean State job lot. Massachusetts did not rank in the top 10 for worst roads, so I question the validity of this list.
I see their I see Rhode Island traffic every morning when I'm doing my traffic. It's terrifying. You wouldn't want to drive there. They're bad.
No, though. If you're the smallest state, how bad can it be?
I'm telling you, I look at it every morning. It's bad.
Ever see the roads in Alaska? There's a TV show about it.
Yeah.
Tell me they're worse than that. Tied at 2, question number 4. Millie Bobby Brown and her husband marked their first wedding anniversary with loving Instagram tributes. Millie's husband is the son of a famous celebrity. Who is he?
Who is the celebrity?
Yes.
Jon Bon Jovi.
3-3. Question number 5. During his Radio City Music Hall show on Saturday, Hugh Jackman brought Pink and her daughter Willow on stage to sing a couple of songs. What is Pink's real first name?
Alicia.
That is correct. 4-4 is the final score. Great job, ladies.
That was great, Melissa. Well done, friend.
Yeah, you both did really well.
Thank you.
Kennedy gets the win with the 4-4 tie, but you're not walking away without a nice parting gift, as they say. You got yourself a pair of tickets to go see Adam Sandler September 30th at the TD Garden. For tickets, visit livenation.com. I've been catching some of the clips online he's been posting of these shows. They look fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think he's just so hilarious. Like, live, I think he'd just be off the chain, just doing whatever he feels like.
Apparently, there's a DJ and turntables.
Why not?
DJs, too.
Why not?
I think when he's in town, he's got to come host the Friday Free For All.
Anything's better than what you do.
Oh, hey, Kennedy.
Oh, wow.
Hey, oh.
Me, y'all.
All right, Melissa, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Melissa from Brockton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.